metal band Celestial Drift. You're rocking Attitude Era Live with my guy, The Icon.
Yeah, we are here. It's Monday. We're ready to party. You got The Icon. You got The Big Swing. You got Attitude Era Live for the next hour. Then we go into the Legends Hour, starting in about 1 hour. And we are at SummerSlam Eve, the last
podcast before SummerSlam.
Yeah, the last podcast before SummerSlam, before the big pay-per-view, before we see the reincarnation.
You know what really grinds my gears? You, America. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I had to play it. It was kind of funny. But the, I just realized I had it in here still, and I hit it.
Well, I'll hit it on mute,
but it wasn't on mute. It was kind of funny.
That's the way I've been feeling all weekend long. Is that?
Oh, I know. It's kind of funny.
Yeah. So we're taking the last hour of Raw. Before we get too heavy into it, we do want to thank some of our sponsors here. We missed this last week. We do apologize. We want to thank EnviroSystems Design, R&B.net, Big Nick Sports Cars, 3902 13th Avenue South, 701-277-1989, Scott Backstrom, Admiral Biggin of TailgateMasters.com, Colin Guitar Man Kramer, 612-360-7021. He's the guy that provides the theme song for our great podcast. And Icon Enterprises, 701-205-8784. You're looking for a great entertaining individual. You're looking to put your business on the podcast just for an all-time great guy. Call Icon Enterprises, 701-205-8784.
Beautiful. And, you know, and I'll get my sponsorships in here in the second hour because I didn't know we were doing them this early. Watching Raw right now, Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt, kind of a big-time match to be going on sort of in the middle of the card here at 10 o'clock. I like it. I've liked Raw so far. I think it's been entertaining. I think the I don't know what's going on with me today. I think that the go-home show before SummerSlam has been pretty good. You know, between the whole attack on the Big Show, possibly breaking his hand, I thought that was an interesting angle. The goddess, the hottest WWE female of all time, Alexa Bliss, sitting up on her perch watching Sasha Banks.
What do you think of
who
that?
Actually won? I was under the impression that it was going to be Nia Jax and Alexa Bliss at the pay-per-view. I guess they're changing course here or something. But, you know, now it leads me to believe that Bliss is going to win again, and that's going to set up the next night on Raw. I don't want to say a heel turn per se, but I would say a face turn because Alexa Bliss is a heel, by Nia Jax. Attacking Bliss and taking the belt from her the next night on Raw. So I think that's sort of how they're going to do it. I think that they want Nia Jax to have the belt to get her over a little bit because she does get pretty good crowd pops and things like that. But I think at the pay-per-view, they want to have Banks do it.
Did you hear earlier this week that Vince McMahon referred to Nia Jax as the Andre the Giant of the women's division?
I did not hear that, but I'm surprised all the liberal snowflakes out there haven't been protesting. And all the women's march people and aren't picket signing for body shaming. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I don't necessarily think that's a bad compliment, but
No, it's not. But you know how everyone takes everything nowadays. Everybody's so sensitive. I mean, literally, you can't say anything anymore. Yeah, you can't say anything anymore about anybody because, you know, I'm not going to go into politics right now, but you know who ruined this country. You can't even make a joke anymore. So I think it's – I'm really kind of surprised that you know, there hasn't been more of a backlash on that, especially with a company and as social media friendly of a company as WWE is, that there hasn't been more of an uprising for that. But I agree with the comment. I like the comment. I just am surprised that there hasn't been more negative publicity on it.
Hey, Finn Balor was just taken out with a bucket.
I saw that. In fact, I probably saw it before you saw it because you're on delay.
Well,
but,
yeah, but
yeah.
I'm hearing.
Oh, look at that! You see the blood? Now, what I am hearing through my sources. Is that the Demon King is going to return. The Finn Balor Demon King is going to return at SummerSlam. That's the persona he's going to have to, you know, to counter Bray Wyatt with at SummerSlam.
Look at all that strawberry syrup.
I know, right? It's, you know, first of all, blood isn't that red. I mean, blood's pretty red, but, I mean, that is like fire engine red. Blood would be a little, like a hint darker than that if it were real blood. Especially if it were blood that was sitting around in a bucket.
That is strawberry syrup.
Oh, no, I know that. I'm just saying if it were real blood, which they couldn't do for sanitary reasons, if it were sitting around in a bucket, it would oxidize a little bit. It would be a shade darker than that. So, I mean, you know, if they wanted to make it look realistic, they could have done it a different way. But that's the same stuff that that dropped on Stone Cold right before the first blood match in 98 with him and Kane when they dropped it on him from the ceiling. It's the same stuff.
You know, here's a question. How fast are they going to have to move to clean that up between the next match?
Very fast, but that's why they went to commercial so quickly afterwards.
Unbelievable. You know, see, here's the thing. You know, we know it's not real blood. We know it's fake blood, but still, the fact that they're showing it at all, you know, it surprises me.
Yeah, true. But, I mean, I don't know. It's not, I don't know. It's not something that I'm super shocked about because blood's not even really that big of a deal. You know, but I don't know. That's just my take on it. Like, yeah, I'm surprised because I'm surprised with everything. But I'm looking at this like I'm not fazed by it because, you know, obviously growing up in the Attitude Era, we've seen a lot crazier than that. But it is a bit ballsy to do in the PG era, yes.
Yeah, I guess I never ever thought I'd see it, but like I say, it's not real blood, it's fake blood, but still the fact that it was actually shown at all, fake or not, surprises me. It really does. You know.
Well, they needed a reason to have Baylor bring the Demon King persona back, and I mean, what better of a reason to do that? I mean, why get too far away from the roots? You know what I'm saying? They needed to do something to boost their ratings. I mean, we've been saying for weeks, and I don't think it's just us that's putting it out there. I think it's pretty common knowledge if you look it up. The ratings are the worst they've been in a decade, so they need to do something to get people interested.
Well, yeah, I want to talk about that for a second. You know, they've been talking lately about you know, how bad the ratings have been and how it might cause the WWE to be taken off of TV and just go directly to the WWE network. Here's the thing: if that happens, I think it would be a good thing, and I'll tell you why. Because then if they're on the network, they can do whatever they want.
That's true.
Because you can't tell me that you wouldn't want to see Alexa Bliss in a bra and panties match. You can't tell me you wouldn't.
Of course. Of course I would. I mean, I would probably watch it on loop and replay. Yeah. I mean that's basically what she wears in the ring anyway. But yeah, no, for sure. Problem is that I think if they were to take it off, if they were to take it off the air, I don't think it would help them because right now it's free. Okay, the WWE Network, that would be a bad business plan because right now WWE Network is $9.99 per month. Okay, how many people? I mean, I understand there's massive amounts of people that have the WWE Network, but if people are forced to pay $9.99 a month to watch Raw and to watch SmackDown and to watch pay-per-view, I don't think they'll do it. I think it'd just be like, hey, it's the age of social media. I'll just read the results on Twitter. I'll just get the results on whatever. I don't have to spend money to watch it. I think now that it's on free cable, well, it's not free. I mean, you still have a cable bill, but now that it's on cable, I think more people will watch it if given a product to watch. I mean, I understand that, you know, they're in a PG era, but the FCC is not the one saying you have to be in a PG era. That's the front office. So, you know, it's the front office that's saying, you know, hey, we want to do this PG thing. We want to go in a different direction. They're not being told by USA, hey, don't do this or don't do that. It's their own decision. So, I mean, they're in kind of a conundrum here. It's like pick the lesser of two evils, I suppose.
And another thing that we need to do is we want to send out our love and support to Ric Flair, who has been in and out of the ICU over the weekend, and the last report was he was put into a medically induced coma so they can repair his heart. And we want to send our best wishes out to Ric Flair and his family from all of us here at the Attitude Era Live podcast because, you know, Ric is he is a legend. Two-time WWE Hall of Famer, and we wish him all the best, and we want him to have him have a speedy recovery.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, we do. Ric Flair is dumb man.
Yep.
So, now, what was wrong with him anyway? What was the problem with Ric?
He's got heart problems.
Oh, he does. Well, in a way, did you expect him not to? I mean, the way he used to get so amped up all the time, I mean, it was like he was constantly on a cocaine high for like 20 years. That is what it seemed like, you know? So okay. I'm not surprised.
Well, did he do the cocaine, though?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying that's how he acted for 20 years. I mean, he always thought he had to get himself riled up somehow. And I'm sure he did at some point. I'm sure at some point he did something. I mean, you know, he strikes me as that kind of guy. So the tag team championship at SummerSlam is going to be Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins versus Cesaro and Sheamus. Do you think that Ambrose and Rollins get it done, or do you think that they lose this match further, giving them a case to, you know, to form up as a group against oppression?
Well, I think what will happen is I think they'll find a way to, they'll get screwed out of the title. You know, they'll get screwed out of this match.
Somebody, right?
Correct. Furling our chance to get the Shield back, which has been teased, and I think the motions have been finally set now that it is going to happen.
I mean, I think people want it, you know. I think people definitely want the Shield back. It's just, you know, it's just they needed to find the right time. It wouldn't have, as much as the people wanted it, it wouldn't have made sense just to randomly do it.
I mean, what,
but now,
what
like,
would you rather
well, see? Well, you
the
pitched off,
back?
Well, off the air. You, yeah. Continue real quick. Well, all right. I don't know what happened there with you, but you got cut off. I was saying off the air, you pitched a pretty good idea to the Shield and what you think the plan is going to be with the Shield. So why don't you let the callers know. Also, if you do want to chime in on it, 713-955-0359, feel free to give us a call and tell us what you think as well, or hit us up on social media on Attitude Era Live Facebook page. But you had a pretty good idea.
Well, you know, I think
regarding what you think is going to happen.
I think the way it's going to go down, Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins are not going to win the tag team championships at SummerSlam. They're going to come close, but they're going to get screwed out of the titles somehow, which will cause Cesaro and Sheamus to join the Authority, where you will see the return of Triple H, hence Roman Reigns will get screwed out of the championship, and whoever wins that match, I do believe it to be Samoa Joe, will then join the Authority. The Authority will have all the titles, with the exception of the Intercontinental Championship. We'll talk about more to come in that in a second, which will bring the Shield back together, and they'll do that storyline all the way till the Royal Rumble. But
and then when that happens, are we going to see a reemergence of Triple H as well when that happens?
Oh, of course. Yeah, he'll be back at SummerSlam.
Oh, he will. Now, is this a confirmed thing, or is that just what you think is going to happen?
That's what I think is going to happen.
Okay.
What will happen, and then with the Intercontinental Champion, everybody knows how I feel about The Miz. You know, I mean, I don't have a problem with The Miz. Yes, he's a jerk, but here's the thing.
I hate
this little stable, this little boys club that he's got going on with the biker wannabe and the AKA Bo Dallas and the I can't wrestle because my father taught me everything I know and I forgot it. Mr. Perfect's little junior, you know. There's just, you know, it's just, I don't know, that faction needs to get split up in a hurry. I mean, just needs to get split up, and they need to end that before it gets worse.
True, but I mean, you know, I've never liked The Miz. I feel the same way about The Miz as you do about Kevin Owens.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Owens.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I do. Yeah.
I got to step right here for just a little second. I got to run and take care of one thing, and I'll be right back to you. You can go ahead and we got our guest coming on in about a little less than 10 minutes. If you want to mention him, then I'll come back right back.
All righty. So, speaking of the women's division, obviously, you know, I'm a huge, huge fan of Alexa Bliss, as you all know. I don't like what they're doing with Emma. I thought Badass Emma was pretty good, but the Emma that just complains all the time and loses, I'm not a big fan of. I mean, if she was, you know, I think that they could do some interesting, you know, they could do some interesting things with her being complaining and then, like, winning matches or whatever. But it's just she's just annoying right now. And the blue lipstick sucks. I don't like that gimmick either. And no, don't get me wrong. I didn't like when Emma was doing the whole weird hand dancing with Santino either. But I just they need to figure out something with this Emma gimmick, like, real quick. But that's just me. Now, with SummerSlam, so far the card is looking pretty good. I like the card so far. I think it's going to be up there with one of the best joint pay-per-views of the year. It has a chance, if they run this card properly, to be better than WrestleMania was. So, you know, we shall see. I don't know where Icon went. He said he had to step away for a
minute. I'm here.
Oh, you are here. Okay. I was saying I don't like what they're doing with Emma nowadays, about how she's always complaining about everything, and then she's out, she loses every match. Like, I think that they could do so much more with her instead of just have her be basically a glorified. Well, actually, Santino told us last week that jobber is not the correct word. To have her be a glorified work, it just doesn't. To me, I don't like it. I think Emma could be so much more than that. Don't you agree?
I do. And you know, I was just you saw what they were doing. They were just previewing some of the greatest tag teams in WWE history. They were showing it in clips of this movie. I don't know what the movie is, but I was just thinking about something as you were talking about Emma. For me, to you, I know exactly what your dream mixed tag match tag team would be. I know exactly
dream.
You don't even have to say it because I'm gonna mention it because our guest's gonna be calling in about 4 minutes. I'm gonna mention
okay,
it.
Okay, you're gonna mention who mine is.
Yeah, and then you tell me
okay.
if I'm right or wrong. Your ideal dream mixed tag team would be Edge and Alexa Bliss together.
Well, duh, of course. Although, I'll give you this, though. Alexa Bliss doesn't necessarily two blondes, I don't know. I think, for me, I liked the look that Lita had when she was with Edge. I know that they didn't ever team up. She was more of a valet for Edge at the time, but I just...
Well, they teamed up in the bedroom.
Yes. Well, that is true, yes. And now he, you know, and now he's with Beth Phoenix, which is interesting in and of itself. But, yeah, I just...
Well, you used to be with Santino Marella.
He what?
He used to be with Santino Marella.
Oh, I know.
You see how it kind of comes full circle?
I do see that.
See, one thing that we could do. Yeah, one thing that
we
could do is, you know how they always have that, 10 degrees of Kevin Bacon or whatever it is? Match this person with Kevin Bacon, you know? We could do that with this show, you know?
How so?
Well, you know, we just did it, you know, Ed, the Hardy Boys to Lita to Edge. Edge to Beth Phoenix, Beth Phoenix to Santino Marella to this show.
We could. I could see it.
Yeah.
I could see it for show. For show, I could see it. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's do a whole segment on it.
Yeah, and I'll get our buddy to start working on it.
All right. I'm with it, man.
I guess you can call in here shortly. Let me know when he's on, and I'll go ahead and do the introduction, and then we'll go for it.
I will certainly let you know that. Give me one sec here, and let me just check the switchboard. Refresh the page. Yes. How long do you think it is, matter of time-wise, before we see the Broken Hardys back?
As soon as they get the name cleared, I would think. As soon as they get that name cleared, it's going to happen.
Yes. I can see it. Oh wow, Finn Balor's all covered in crap. Ew, that's yucky. So, real quick, do you think that there's going to be any surprises at SummerSlam? Anything that maybe we're not expecting? He just teased the Demon King, so I'm telling you, Demon King persona is going to come back, but. Do you think that we're going to see any surprises that we may not be expecting? I mean, I think everybody's expecting the Shield. Everyone's expecting perhaps Triple H. But I'm saying, do you think that there's going to be any, like, crazy, like, oh, my God, did that just happen, surprises at SummerSlam?
Our guest is trying to call me on the show on my phone here.
Why is she calling you on your phone?
I don't know.
Does
I'm gonna have to.
Does she think that your number? Does she think that your number is the number to the show?
Yeah. What number should he be calling? Give it to me.
The number for the line is 713-955-0359.
You were cutting out. Say it again.
The number is 713-955-0359. So, yes, we should have our guest coming on here shortly. Now, we're going to see Jordan. We're going to see Kurt Angle's quote-unquote illegitimate son go one-on-one with The Miz here. And I just hope that they don't push him too quick. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like American Alpha. I really do. I just hope that they don't push him too quick. Because as much as Miz is a douchebag, he's just so good at what he does. He plays his character so well.
Well, yeah, I mean, he does play the jerk role pretty good, you know.
And he's a good champion.
And you know, I've never had a problem with The Miz, you know. I mean, I probably should, but I don't, you know.
All right, is our guest calling in here?
Is he?
Let me check here. Yes. All right.
Okay.
I will let you go ahead, do your thing, do your introduction, and like only you know how, and we will go from there.
Ladies and gentlemen, stepping out of the green room and walking down the aisle, our first combatant of the night, he is the manager extraordinaire. He is the guy that put Bobby Heenan to shame. He puts Mr. Fuji to shame. He's like Jim Cornette and Mr. Money in the Bank put together. This manager cannot be beaten by anybody. He is Mr. Entertainment. He puts the Dylan in Dylan Hines. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you without further ado, it's Dylan Hines. Hey, Dylan, how are you?
Good, how y'all doing?
Good. Now, tell me, was that not the best introduction you've ever had?
Yeah, it was a really good introduction. Although a lot of those managers, I'm not as good as the Heenans and all them. Those are some great managers right there.
Well, you're better than they are because you come on the show. So.
Yeah.
Yep. So tell us a little bit about yourself and you know how you got into hooking up with all these WWE Hall of Famers that you get to hang out with.
So, my father, Bobby Fulton of the Fantastics, is someone that was one of my original booking talent guys, and I decided I was going to expand out and get more guys. I just went and talked to people and stuff. Because it's easy, you just walk up to somebody and talk to them. And a lot of them were interested in stuff because they knew of my family and they knew who I was and all. Because a lot of them knew me since I was a kid. So it was actually really easy. Yeah.
And how long have you been doing this?
2 years actually, and I was writing this down earlier. I now have officially 38 guys in my booking agency, and I decided to save this for y'all's show. Tonight, I actually signed on to my booking agency, the Killer Bees, Jim Brunzell, and B. Brian Blair.
Now, are you able to, would you be able to hook us up with any of these guys? The way I understand it, the Icon made some great collector's cards for you.
Yes. Yeah, actually I could hook you up with a lot of these guys.
The one guy I would love you to hook us up with is Jumpin' Jim Brunzell.
Yeah, I could hook you up with him.
And what some people don't know is he was one half of the Killer Bees back
yeah.
in the day.
Well, actually, a lot of people don't realize this. He had, before even WWE, he had a great career in the AWA, teaming with Ric Flair, and was in the High Flyers, I believe. He was great. He had a legendary career before even working for WWE.
So what is the exact name of your organization?
The Good Doctor Booking Agency.
Now, if someone wanted to, check you out online, or if they wanted to see one of your shows, how would they do that?
They'd be able to look me up on Facebook. Dylan Hines is what I'm called on Facebook. And they're able to go on there, and they can message me on there.
Now, you have a couple pages on Facebook, don't you?
I have a personal one, which I don't really give out. And then I have my one for Dylan Hines. Yeah.
Okay.
And then also I have a couple pages that I help out kind of with. They have the page for the Barbarian out there now, because he just now is getting on social media and all, really. He had a page a long time ago and all, but he don't really get to update it and all. And he needed a young guy, you know, to help him out with it. So, we got the Barbarian page. I got a lot of guys I'm out there helping with. I'll probably have a lot more pages coming soon due to the fact a lot of these guys like to interact with their fans, but, like, they don't have the capability. They either don't have the capability, or they're not as knowledgeable to the internet as someone that's, you know, younger. You know,
right? You know, the thing is, you know, we are in the era of social media, and everybody obviously knows this. You know, and the thing is, with social media the way it is nowadays, you know, it's amazing how. How you can stay interactive and stay relevant by getting on social media.
Well, Cornette gets on Twitter almost every day, I guess, and that's how he stays relevant. And he makes tweets up and all, and talks on there. If you're not on social media, it's really hard to stay relevant nowadays. Everybody's on social media.
Now, Chris, I know that you had some questions for Dylan. What do you got?
Well, I know he had mentioned, you know, with his father and stuff in the past, but I'm just wondering, I guess, how you got into the business. I mean, what inspired you to want to do this and to, I guess, go the managerial side? Because we don't often talk about, you know, agents and managers and things like that. I mean, we almost always talk to the actual performer themselves. Well, I mean, what made you want to go this route?
Well, I actually am a performer as well, but I do like a lot of managing because a lot of these guys nowadays, some of the promoters out there are kind of hard to talk with, so they're able to send a booking manager, just like if you were to book a movie star or somebody, that everyone has a booking agent. I'm someone people can go through to book these guys, and that way they don't have to deal with the business portion. They just make their appearance and are happy and they get their money, you know.
Very true. Very true. I hear you.
Yeah.
You know, I had a. You know, there's a. You know, when we were, you know, teasing me, your day on our show, there's that picture that I found of you when you were. I thought maybe you were trying to be like the Grand Wizard or something. Can you tell us a little bit about that photo and what was going on at that point?
I actually, the Good Doctor is actually a basis off of, it's really like a, not an impersonation, but it's a tribute to Ernie Roth, who was the Grand Wizard. He's one of the greatest managers of all time. He was part of the Three Wise Men of the East, which was Albano, Roth, and Fred Blassie.
Right.
And I get the Good Doctor kind of because he was... I get my, like, name, the J. Wellington Radcliffe is what I'm known as, the Good Dr. J. Wellington Radcliffe. I get the J. Wellington Radcliffe part when he was the J. Wellington Radcliffe back then, during that time.
Now, you've always done the managerial thing and the bookie thing. Have you ever wanted to, or have you ever stepped into the ring?
Yeah, I actually wrestled for a great promotion called World Classic Professional Big Time Wrestling, They actually got an event. If there's a lot of people listening to this, which I'm sure there are, because I saw the like shout on the Facebook page. There, you got an event. They have an event coming this Friday night in Chillicothe, Ohio, 570 Douglas Avenue. They're going to have beautiful Bobby Eaton. They're going to have Shane Douglas, who will be in a match against Bobby Fulton. Now, they've been traveling throughout Ohio, battling each other, and they've been having great matches. They also have Bill Dundee there, and they also have Buff Bagwell. They also have myself. They have a lot of guys there. They have a lot of names that's going to be there.
Now, you also just got recently got King Kong Bundy, didn't you?
Yes.
And
I had him actually when I was in the Icons this past weekend, and I brought in Bobby Fulton, and I brought in Road War Animal.
Yeah, you know, we had him on with us a couple weeks ago.
Road Warrior Animal. One? King Kong Road Warrior Animal?
Yep. We found out that he doesn't like when guests talk about red hair. We found that out.
He doesn't like what?
Yeah. Well, it was a long story, but yeah.
Well, I'll
what did you all find
story?
Out?
Well, what happened is, he was supposed to be on, and our one guest before him went a little long because she was talking about her red hair, and so was my co-host there, and he's like, you know, dude, you've got me on hold, and I'm listening to someone talk about red hair. I found out that he doesn't like people talking about their hair.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you'll have to ask him about that. You'll have to ask him about the Attitude Era Live and red hair.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. I'd also like to plug also, if you don't mind, Scott Waller Promotions and Captain's Corner. Captain's Corner is someone I'm working with. They're bringing in Bobby Fulton and Terry Taylor, and also who was the Fantastic Ones in Georgia Championship Wrestling Superstars in the early 80s when Georgia Championship Wrestling moved up to Ohio and West Virginia and all. They sent those guys down. They sent a bunch of guys from the Memphis Wrestling down to Georgia to take care of the Georgia area for a little bit. And also, they got the Face of the Fear they're going to have there, which is some of my booking talent. And then Scott Wilder Promotions is bringing in Terry Taylor and Bobby Fulton. And for the first time in a very, very, very long time, Bobby Fulton and Jackie Fulton, who team together in Smoky Mountain Wrestling, will be together at Russell Cave, which is going to be, they're going to be appearing together. Jackie and Bobby will be appearing together at the Showcase of Champions event on the Friday night. Along with, they got Tugboat going to be there, and they also have Barbarian also there.
What day is that?
They got that Thanksgiving weekend. It's November the 24th to 25th.
Now, is that going to be available on pay-per-view or on the internet that we could see that match?
It's not going to be a match. They're going to be signing autographs, but also it's going to be really what they're doing this year. They're doing a big tribute to Smoky Mountain Wrestling, which was Jim Cornette's territory during the 90s.
Is he going to be there?
Jim Cornette actually will be there. He's going to be there with the Midnight Express. They got a big group of guys that's going to be there this year.
They usually have
250-some wrestling superstars there. It's a great wrestling convention.
And that is held where?
That's held in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Okay, and that's around Thanksgiving. Hey, I'd have to take a trip down here.
It's a great event. I've been there a couple of times with some of my talent, you know. It's a great event.
Now,
go
ahead.
They also got a women's event, like Queens of Combat. They're going to have there on Sunday, and they got a bunch of different events. They're going to have a convention-style thing on Saturday morning.
Now, I'll admit I'm kind of the oldie but a goodie here on the show, and Chris is a little younger than me. So a lot of people may know, and a lot of people may not know that back in the day, Terry Taylor was one of my all-time favorites when he was the Red Rooster, when he turned on Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Yes.
That's how old I am.
Wow.
You know, I loved him when he was the Red Rooster. That was awesome.
Okay. Yeah. I think he was great as the Red Rooster. But also, you got to think about it. Back then, I've heard so many people. I don't know where y'all are from. Where y'all from?
New York.
I'm from Fargo.
I'm from New York.
New York, and where's the other guy from?
Fargo, North Dakota.
Okay. Can you repeat that again? Because my phone kind of cut in and out.
I'm from the great state of North Dakota. I'm in Fargo.
North Dakota. So y'all had, so I'm not really sure about the territory they had in North Dakota. But in New York, they had the big WWF and all that back then. But really, people don't realize what all the other wrestling they had. They had World Class, Mid-South, WCW, and tons of other territories. And all of them were kind of on the same level, if you think about it. They all had their big top stars. Dusty Rhodes was the big guy for WCW, and Ric Flair was. And then they had Hogan over in WWF as their big star. And then Andre, he would travel around during that time.
My territory in North Dakota and Minnesota was Vern Gagne's territory.
AWA.
Yeah, yep, that was my territory back in the
day. So you got to see a lot of Jim Brunsville there.
Oh yeah, yeah. I remember watching him as a kid. That's why I was kind of hoping you could hook us up with him, because I remember jumping Jim Brunsville. He was my favorite when I was a kid. I couldn't wrestle like him, but I
wanted. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's just super cool, you know. He's a regular Joe, you know, or in this case, a regular him. So there's a couple things that we want to have you do here for us real quick, and then we got you for another 12 minutes or so. We're gonna have you cut a little promo for us. The promo goes, you'll state your name. Hey, this is Dylan Hines, and you're listening to the Attitude Era Live in the Legends Hour with the Icon and the Big Swing, and then you can say anything else you want to add on to it, and then we'll record it, and then we'll use it for the next decade, and it'll be great. And if you have to do a couple takes, we'll do that. I'll count you down from five.
So what's the hour? You said it's the Attitude Era Live, or...
Yep, the Attitude Era Live, the Legends Hour.
Attitude Era Live, Legends Hour.
Yep, right, correct.
Legends Hour, okay.
Yeah, I'll count you down from five. We'll try it. Like I say, we have to do a couple takes. We'll do that, and then we'll ask you a few more questions, and then I'll contact you later. Then we'll work on getting having you hook us up with some more guys. But let's give it a shot. Ready? Five, four. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, this is Dylan Hines of the Good Doctor Booking Agency. There, I heard a beep.
Yeah, that's
people are commenting and stuff in the chat box. I'll put it on mute.
All right.
Okay.
One more time.
All right, ready?
All right.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's all right. Let me write all this down, if you don't mind. All
right, okay.
That's fine.
Okay, so you want me to say my name?
You're listening to the Attitude Era Live and the Legends Hour with the Icon and the Big Swing, and then you can say whatever else you want after that.
The Icon and the Big Swing?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, let's try it again. Ready?
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, this is Dylan Hines with the Good Doctor Booking Agency, and you're listening to the Attitude Era Live, the Legends Hour with the Icon and the Big Swing.
Cool, I'm down with it. Did you get that, Chris?
Yeah, works for me.
All right, go ahead. Now, I've been asking all the questions. I'll let you go ahead and ask them. You can take it over.
Well, I mean, it's for me, he's covered, and you guys have covered a lot of what I was curious about. But I guess the main thing is now is, you know, with all these bigger name guys that you have, as well as the independent guys, I mean, are you booking countrywide? Or is there a particular area that you tend to be in more? Or I mean, for instance, like, could we see somebody from your organization in New York or in North Dakota or somewhere like that at some point? Or are you strictly in like one state?
I'm booking internationally. You could book any of my guys in Japan.
Internationally, even, wow.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
United Kingdom. Germany, I've had people contact me from Germany wanting to book some of my talent.
Look at that.
South
wow.
America. And if you want to book my guys, contact me. I'm willing to work with whoever from whatever area they're from.
Now, would you be willing to send a couple guys to North Dakota?
Yeah, for a promotion, yeah.
Awesome.
For a convention,
well,
or if they wanted to make a personal appearance or something, yeah.
Yeah, well, see, here's the thing. In North Dakota here, when the weather's probably the best, we have a thing called March, in March called Maui Madness. And we have wrestlers
mm-hmm.
come, we have basketball players come, we have football players come. And what I like to do is I like to pass your number on to our promoters, and then you guys can hook that up.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Well, and then hopefully you'll come down too.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Be awesome. Sounds like a great event.
Well, it takes place during the Sunday selection show for the Final Four.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
it's kind of like
March
yeah.
Madness.
Right, exactly.
It is, yeah. It's all about March Madness.
Yeah,
yeah, it's basically a March Madness selection show event, but since there's such a big wrestling culture up in Fargo, they have a lot of wrestling guys. Like last year, we had Mick Foley come. Billy Gunn was there. So they have, like, independent as well as some of the bigger names. Then there's usually, you know, there's live music and entertainment as well as the whole selection show bidding process. So it's a good event. It's a real nice event, and the superstars seem to have a good time when they're there too. So.
Yeah, and last year, and then the year before that, we had Buff Bagwell and Scott Steiner, and then the year before that, we had Ric Flair.
Wow. So they've had a lot of big names. Now, y'all probably have heard of what's going on with Ric Flair. Is there like an update y'all know of or something?
Yeah, he was, I heard the last update, they had to put him in a medically induced coma so they could operate on his heart, is what I heard.
Wow.
That hasn't been confirmed, but that's what I heard. That's the latest update. I know that, you know, we're sending our prayers out to him, you know,
mm-hmm.
and everything.
Yes.
So.
Yes. That's sad what's going on.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's, he is probably Hulk Hogan and Stone Cold Steve Austin are big names too, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, you got to tip your hat to a guy like him. He is probably the, if not the biggest wrestler that we've had come down here for Maui Madness. I mean, we've enjoyed all the guys coming down, but he was a real cool when he was here. Nice guy.
Oh, you had Rick, huh? I did not even know that.
Yeah,
I wasn't there for that one.
Ago.
Wow.
Yep.
Hmm. Oh. I was not there for that one.
I tried to have him put me in a figure four leg lock, but he didn't want to battle the icon, so. You know,
he probably didn't want to hurt you too bad, if what it was.
Probably not. You know,
Ric Flair put a lot of big guys down with that. But.
Yeah, he didn't want to tarnish his record by getting beat by the icon. You know, so I guess like.
Oh, fair enough.
So we got about.
I'm not so sure
about
that, but all right.
Yeah, we got about 5 minutes left here with Dylan, and once again, we do appreciate you for joining us. Is there anything else that you want to promote or your big event that you got coming up that you want to talk about, and how we can get a hold of you.
People can contact me on my Facebook. That's the only way out there that you can contact me. Dylan Hines on Facebook. And also, people can go and like World Classic Professional Big Time Wrestling. It's a great organization, great company. They're running in schools and everywhere, doing a lot of fundraisers for the schools and everything, bringing in a lot of names. They've had Sting. They've had practically everybody.
And then I was going to ask you, would you be able to send us some autographs to you for giveaways for our fans that are listening right now?
I could try on to do something like that.
Okay, all right. What I'll do is I'll send you the address. I'll text it to you, and then you can send what you want for giveaways. That'd be cool. And one other quick thing. This is kind of an ego question. The Icon made a cool collector's card for you. Was that cool or what? Did you like that? Was that awesome?
Yeah, I thought it was really cool.
I thought it was
great because I saw a lot of his work, and it's awesome.
Yeah, and then did the rest of your wrestlers like what I made for them?
I haven't been able to show them all yet because, like, it's hard to, like, sometimes they don't text. So it's hard to send stuff like that to them. A lot of them don't text. But the ones who
have... on the show, you're free to use those in any capacity you need, just as long as I get a little kudos every now and then if anybody asks who made them, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
That'd be great.
Well, now, Chris, do you have anything before we let our guest go here?
I'm good, man. It was a great interview overall. I mean, you guys did a good job of covering a lot of what I wanted to know. So.
All right. Well, Dylan, we do appreciate you joining us, and we will have you on again, and I'll work with you on getting some of the other cool guys on with us, and we'll make this a great little relationship. We'll take you in and take you out when we need you because you're the man, and you're hanging out with guys that I wanted to hang out with since I was 5 years old. So you're living a dream.
Mm-hmm. I actually really enjoyed being on the podcast tonight. It was awesome.
All right. Well, we do appreciate it, and we thank you, mm-hmm. and then we'll get in contact with you, and then we'll have you on again in a couple of months.
Okay. Have a great evening.
Thanks, buddy.
Yes, you as well.
All right. That was Dylan Hines, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll tell you what, man, being able to do what he does, hanging out with all those different wrestling superstars and Hall of Famers, I mean, that's a dream job. I mean, tell me you would not love to do that.
Oh, of course I would love to do that. But, hey, we're going to get into it. We just had the Legends Hour. We're going to take a quick break. We'll have our next guest on, as well as the end of Raw SummerSlam predictions. We'll be back right after this.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing on a summer night. It's pajamas with feet and everybody over for Sunday dinner. And that old stuffed chair in the living room you just can't get rid of. This is why you work a second job. This is why you learn to fix things yourself, so you could save on repairs. Because home is your place, your memories, your family sleeping in their own beds at night. And that is why we want to help. We are making Home Affordable, a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. And now even more options are available. Call 888-995-HOPE today. That's 888-995-HOPE. Or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is Why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Andrew from Connecticut School of Broadcasting. How was work today? Did you love it? Well, I sure did. Actually, I produced this commercial. I watched our new class of students learn studio production from industry professionals. And as a graduate of Connecticut School of Broadcasting, later I'm going to an advanced workshop on sports videography. Sound good? Everybody should love what they do, right? Call 1-800-TV-RADIO or GoCSB.com or just Google us, Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
So here we are. The second hour of the show, as Brock Lesnar is gracing us with his presence right now, as we're going to have a pretty interesting little setup here. We're going to have all four members of that Fatal 4-Way, and it's going to be explosive. You know that they're going to do something on the go-home show before SummerSlam that's going to be some sort of a brawl, or as JR would say, business is going to pick up or all hell is going to break loose. Right here in a couple of minutes, I think. Do we have Icon here with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Is our next guest on with us?
Yeah, yeah. But I was waiting for you to comment on that, and we'll get our guest on.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, I'm glad that this will be Brock Lesnar's last event. Goodbye, good riddance. Don't ever come back to the WWE again.
You don't like Brock Lesnar, huh?
Put me in a headlock once. I told him that Goldberg and Stone Cold were better wrestlers than him, and he didn't like that. He put me in a headlock.
Well, I mean, you weren't very far off from the truth.
And I told him that the Gophers suck, so that's another thing. Even though that former teammate is the head coach of the North Dakota State University Bison, you know.
True. All right. Well, listen, I don't envy you. I don't want to be put into a headlock by Brock Lesnar, and I hope it's something that I never have a chance to have happen to me. I'll let you introduce the second guest of the evening, and we'll get them on the airwaves here.
Ladies and gentlemen, our second combatant of the night. She is probably the hottest independent wrestler that carries the nickname Red Velvet. Ladies and gentlemen, she is waiting in the wings. She is here to put the trick on us. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Steffa Cardona. Hey, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good. Now tell me, was that not the best introduction you've ever had?
That was. I wish you would have put more emphasis on the red velvet, but it's okay. It's all right. Straight out of your
Well, I'll tell you
kitchen.
What. Towards the end of the interview, when you have, when we have you cut a little promo for us, we'll definitely accent the red velvet.
Of course.
Definitely. So, tell us a little bit about yourself, who you're currently wrestling for, and how you got into it.
Yeah.
How you got into it, yeah.
Well, currently, right now, I'm with one promotion. It's in Miami. I'm living in Miami. It's Fighting Evolution Wrestling. I started wrestling about 1 year and 8 months ago. I was always into wrestling. My dad used to be a boxer, so growing up, I was always in the gym, you know, doing a little bit of everything, MMA. But it wasn't until I started dancing that I fell in love with dance very young, but I always felt like there was something missing to that, like, entertainment aspect. And I started wrestling. I mean, I started dancing, and then one day I just flipped on the TV, And I remember seeing Triple H announcing Tough Enough. So he's like, you know, experience, no experience. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give this thing a try. You know, I did my video. It turned out really well. You know, I got an interview, all that type of stuff. I didn't get on the show, but I think that that all happened for the right purpose. Because after that, I was like, man, I need to go find a wrestling school. So I looked, I did my research, and the rest is history as of now. So that's how I got started. I've always been a fan, you know, but it wasn't until that specific moment that that happened that I was like, you know what, I'm gonna actually check this out. I didn't even really know that there was wrestling schools, like that was still around. So when I found one, yeah, it was different after that. I fell in love with it, and I don't think I would want to do anything else.
So when are we going to get to see you on Dancing with the Stars then?
One day, maybe, you know, when they give me that call, I would definitely want to do that. It'd be interesting.
Because, you know, you're definitely harder than some of those contestants they had. You're definitely better looking than Gary Busey, and you're definitely better. You're a hotter gal than Elizabeth Palin, so, you know.
Thanks.
And then hopefully, you know, when, you know, if you do get on Dancing with the Stars and you win the thing, because we know that you would, you know, you can look right into the screen and say, I want to thank the Big Swing and the Icon for pushing me into this contest, you know?
Yeah, totally. Definitely will.
So your dad was a boxer. Now, was he a big boxing champion or?
Yeah, my dad was a professional boxer in Colombia. Him and his brother were actually one of the only brothers in South America to both hold championships at the same time. So, unfortunately, I never got to see that because he did retire a year before I was born. But he held a couple titles, had a good run for quite a long time. So I think I take after his fight and his ambition, most definitely.
So did he have an interesting reaction when you said, "Hey, Dad, I'm gonna go be a wrestler. I'm gonna go kick ass in the ring." Did he have any objections, or did you say, "Hey, I want to be your manager"? Or what was your reaction?
Well, unfortunately, my dad has, because of boxing, he has Parkinson's. So,
I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. So he got Parkinson, and now he has Alzheimer's. So he actually doesn't remember me or much of anything. So when I started wrestling, he had already moved to Colombia because he was really, really sick. So, yeah, to this day, my dad, he knows I wrestle. I don't think he remembers it, and unfortunately, he's never seen me wrestle. So, I mean, I go out there every night, and, you know, I pray to him because, you know, I got my fight from him. But, yeah, unfortunately, he would have been all for it if he was still doing better. But, yeah, he doesn't really, you know, he doesn't know. He doesn't remember. So, you know, but, hey, my mom doesn't miss a beat. You know, my mom was the one who flipped on the channel for the first time when I think we didn't even have cable at the time, and it was like SmackDown, I think, when they used to be on like UPN. And I remember it was like a street match, hardcore match between The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin. And my mom was actually the one flipping to the channel, and she didn't change the channel after that. And we just continued to watch wrestling together. So a lot of people don't really say that it's their mom, the one that encourages, you know, the beating up and all that. But my mom, she loves every aspect of it, and she's at every single one of my matches. So although my dad hasn't been able to see me wrestle, I know that he's there definitely in spirit and through my mom, because she's there at every match.
So do you have any brothers or sisters then?
Yeah, I have four brothers on my dad's side, and from my mom and dad's side, I have two sisters. One's older, 2 years older, and the other one's actually like a couple months younger than me.
And you could beat up all your brothers, right?
Yeah, most definitely. Definitely.
Or do they ever say?
So where where could we find a lot of your stuff? So for instance, if Icon and I wanted to watch it afterwards, or if any of our four digit listeners who tune in either to the show or to the Facebook page would want to see a lot of your matches, can you find them like on YouTube or is there a particular website, or I mean, where would they go about to see you wrestle?
Yeah, as of now, currently, not all the matches are posted because we are working on a project with the company that I'm in. But if you go on YouTube
sure.
and search Fighting Evolution Wrestling, you just go into their page and they have a couple videos of my matches. Or you can just type in Red Velvet with two T's. A couple of them should pop up. But definitely
okay.
now we've got a little project going on, but there should I will be releasing a link later on where they we'll be able to see all the matches.
Sure. All right. Sounds good.
I'll keep you guys updated.
Definitely check
on that
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, we'd like to go on and see a lot of you know, who we have on the show, a lot of what they do in the ring, because a lot of the times we're either in the wrong area of the country, or it's just, you know, they're in smaller companies. We oftentimes, you know, they come on blindly. We oftentimes come on and like, we know who they are, but we haven't actually seen anything from them. So a lot of the times we'd like to get those matches so that not just for our fans to watch, but for Icon and I to enjoy as well.
Well, yeah, you know, the other thing is, you know, we were kind of hoping that you might be willing to, and I think we talked about this before, if you send some autographs that we can give away to our fans.
Yeah, definitely. I got to get to doing that. We had to reschedule, you know, I had an emergency. But I most definitely will send some off for you guys to sign. Sign them off for you guys and send them off to you for the fans.
Yeah, sign one to the Icon and then four for giveaways. And then what I'll do is I'll send you the address where to send them to, and that'll be cool. Now, speaking of cool things, and this is an ego question, and Chris knows this was coming. The big swing news was coming. Now, the Icon made a cool collector's card for you. Was that awesome or what?
It was. I loved it. I wish I was good at making designs, because I'm really not. But I did appreciate that. It was a really good detail. A really good
Well, here's the thing. If you ever need anything made, like promotional stuff, text me. I'll make you stuff. And the thing is, that card I made for you, you're free to use that any promotional thing that you want. Just as long as if anybody asks you who made it, you can say, oh, yeah, that's my big ego buddy. He's got such a big head, he can't wear a hat. You know, he's out there in North Dakota. You know, you can do something like that.
All right. I'll definitely keep that in mind. I like that.
You can also say, yeah, I've had a major crush on him since I first talked to him. And, he's like Little League and I'm Major League. But, you know, you could say something like that, too, you know.
Gotcha. All
okay.
right.
So anyway, back to the interview. Now, since you've been wrestling, now would you say you're more of a fan favorite, a heel, or are you an in betweeny?
Right now they love me. Not to brag, but yeah, I'm not a bad person. I'm usually the hero right now. And I love every minute of it. You know, I love my fans. I'm very close to them at shows. You know, I love to post about them because they keep me going. So, no, not a bad person at all right now. I got them on my side.
Is there anybody you're feuding with right now?
Currently, in my promotion, I am feuding with Leah Knox. She is the FEW Women's Champion. You know, still got my came a little short this weekend going against her for my title, but that's not gonna slow me down. I'm gonna go back to that and get what, you know, belongs to me, because I was the first ever FEW Women's Champion. So definitely gotta get my gold back.
Yeah, she's a cheater, isn't she?
That's a tough one.
She takes the shortcut to win, doesn't she?
Huh?
Yeah, she takes the short shot to win, doesn't she?
Yeah, she definitely always has something up her sleeve.
I know. She, the last time when she beat you for the title, she you got Bret Hart out of that title. You know, I heard that. You know,
it was a great line.
You got screwed out of that title, and that wasn't right. You know.
Yeah.
When's the next time you're going for the title, then?
I actually don't know, because I did go up against her this Saturday. Fell a little bit short, but that match is definitely pending. So we'll wait around for that, but I'll definitely let you guys know when it's time to get my title back, because that time is coming.
Because here's the good news. Here's the good news. You know, I'm kind of bragging for the show, but any wrestler that we've had on that we've had on that went for a title has won the title the next time they went for it. We are 9-0.
That is true.
All right,
I'm
going to hold you. I'm going to hold you to it.
Yeah, you're going to make us 10-0.
All right. I'm going to hold you to that statement.
Hopefully, anyway.
Well, yeah, and then the next time you're going for the title, we want to have you on, and then definitely, you know. That way, when you win the title, you can come on with us, and then you can we can hear you clicking the title up against your cell phone. You know, click, 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 you know.
Definitely. So I'm going to wait on that. I'm going to hold you to that statement, and let's go for that 10-0.
Definitely. And, we will definitely do that. Now, there's a couple things that we have our guests do. We'll do this now, and then we'll ask you a few more questions, and then we'll send you on the way. But what we like to do is we like to have all our guests cut a little promo for us. And basically you can say, hey, this is, and then you can say your name and then your nickname. You're listening to the Attitude Era Live and the Legends Hour with the Icon and the Big Swing, and then you can put your little twist on it, and then, you know, we'll count you down from five. We have to do a couple takes. We'll do that, and then that'll be great.
All right. Do I have to say my real name?
No.
Your
nickname.
All right. You said the All Icon right. and the Big Swing?
Big Swing, yeah.
All right. Gotcha.
All right, ready? Here we go. Let's give it a shot. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, guys. Straight out of your mama's kitchen, Red Velvet, your girl, here in the Attitude Era, hanging out with none other than the Icon and the Big Swing.
Awesome. Hey, did you notice how she... She put a little finesse in your nickname. You'll probably be.
I did notice that.
You know what
yeah.
he's gonna do? He's gonna record that. And put it on. That's gonna be his new ringtone. The Big Swing.
Oh,
the Big. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. It might be actually, but yeah.
Yeah. So a couple other things. Now, Chris, I do have her number and. She's also another guest that promised to drop the restraining order as long as I promise to stop calling her more than 20 times a day.
Oh, well, good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But I do
know,
appreciate
so
that.
So far, you're perfect on that, too. You're perfect on that, too, in terms of having them actually do it. As long as you actually do it, I'm sure they wouldn't mind actually doing it.
Right, exactly. So, Red Velvet, you did drop the restraining order. Is that correct?
That I'm aware of, sure.
Okay, perfect. All right, good. See, I got a fan again. Very quick.
Good.
So,
yeah, he gets kind of upset. He doesn't like any loose ends. You know, he makes everything tied up. You know, so.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
What's So of all the matches that you've had in your career, so to this point. What was your most physical contest or your most grueling matchup?
That's a tough one. I mean, I've had a good handful of matches in the year and a half that I've been working. You mean gruesome, like brutal?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not talking about like blood. I mean, I'm talking about just like physical, like back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah, because not everybody fights hardcore matches, so that would make sense.
Yeah, definitely my rematch with Leonox this Saturday. I think that was one of the most physical matches I've had, just in general. You know, she went for my injured shoulder, so that definitely was very tough to get by, you know, and could be the reason why I came up a little short. But definitely was one of my most physical challenges. I'm beat. Like, I'm bruised up right now and got a couple open cuts in my mouth, but it was a great match. It was definitely a battle.
Now, are we able to see that match online somewhere?
Not at the moment. Within a couple weeks, it will be online. So I will keep you guys posted. That's actually being was recorded live broadcast by Sports Vita in India. So that will be up and running soon. I'll definitely let you guys in on that when it's available.
Awesome. So now, do you have a website where we can go check you out, or if we want to follow
she
you
gave
on
us
Twitter,
the page
Facebook?
Before the Facebook page.
Did she?
Yeah, I have my regular Facebook page, which is Stefa Cardona, because Facebook hates me and does not want to let me not have Red Velvet just on it. So there's that. You can follow my fan athletic page, which is www.facebook.com/LaVelvet with two T's. Instagram is also the same. That's LaLaVelvet with two T's. And currently, I don't have a Twitter because I don't have enough time for that right now. But I'll be making one soon.
Yeah, because I know you definitely want to access the two C's thing. I learned that firsthand.
Yeah, because if not, you will never find me. So you gotta put the emphasis on the two C's.
Because I'll admit, when I was making your card, I just saw your name wrong. I spelled it with one T instead of two.
No, it's two T's because I'm double the sweetness, so I had to put another.
Ooh.
Yes.
You like
two.
I like it.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like
on a scale of 1 to 10, you're a 20, and if you were a boxer, you'd be a knockout.
Thanks.
Oh.
Like that.
This is the first time I've ever used a pickup line on the air with one of our guests, so it's kind of cool.
No, don't even lie right now. It is not the first time.
It probably isn't.
It's the first time one of them had a laugh that wasn't like a nervous, awkward laugh, but it wasn't the first time.
And she's also the first one that hasn't hung up either.
Well, no, none of them hang up because I'm here. I'm the voice of reason in this whole thing. Yeah.
Right. He makes
all
the
right.
save.
Yeah, he does.
But anyway, yeah. But anywho.
So,
I was going to ask real quick, like, and again, I had to step away from the mic for a minute because at the station I had some stuff I had to do. There was some noises in the hall. I had to figure out what it was. But so maybe I missed this, maybe I didn't. But what made you want to get into the wrestling business? I mean, a lot of people love, you know, wrestling. A lot of people, you know, grow up watching it or wanting to do it or whatever. But a lot of, you know, not so much in the female department. I mean, what sort of made you say, hey, I want to be a professional wrestler?
Well, I went to a couple shows before starting to wrestle. I was always a fan, like I said, but I was a fan younger, so I didn't know that much because I was still pretty little. But growing up and then going to these shows, I just found a respect for the business. It's something that people want to go around and not give enough credit to, you know, or say like, oh, that's fake. But it's tough. It's a tough sport. It's a business. And I have the utmost respect for it, especially even after I started training. When I took my first wrestling class and took my first bump, it took a lot of heart to come back the next day. And when I came back the next day and the next day and the next day and, you know, had bruises from running the ropes and from taking these bumps that I wasn't familiar with, I learned to love it even more because you got to have heart to do it. You can't just want to do it because you see it and it looks flashy. You have to love it. And I think I respect just the business of it all, of it being not only entertainment, but sports entertainment. You're an athlete entertaining people, sucking them in, the psychology of having them in the palm of your hand, you know, and getting them to cheer for you when you want them to cheer or boo the hell out of you or hate the hell out of you is just a feeling that blows me away, and that's what I love about it, you know. Every aspect of the entertainment.
So what is your finishing maneuver called? And could you describe it?
My finisher is called Just Dessert. It's actually a cross leg DDT. I also have a finishing armbar submission, which I'm still trying to put a little touch on the name. I don't really know what I want to call it yet, but it's a finishing armbar submission from a schoolboy. So
I got the perfect name for it.
What's up?
The iconic arm drag.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
I like what you did there. I see how it is. Trying to plug that in, huh?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. You know, it's funny. I don't know where people come up with this thing that I have an ego. I don't understand that, where they would get that, you know, because I don't.
I'm not 100% sure either, honestly. I have no idea why people might think that about you. I mean, no clue.
Yeah, I don't either. You know, and it's kind of upsetting to me too. You know, it's like, I mean, I'm popular. I'm the most modest guy I know, you know. You know.
I guess we'll just call it confidence. Like, we'll call it
confidence. That's what it is. Confidence. I'm confident. Yeah.
Very.
And when you wrestle now, do you stay in one area, or do you like to travel, or have you traveled, or do you just pretty much stay in a general consensus area?
No, I do travel. The beginning of my career, I definitely traveled a little more. I've stayed more settled right now only because I do have a family emergency I'm dealing with. So I've been more local, but definitely travel. You know, I've had the chance to go to Maryland, Baltimore, you know, Tennessee, West Virginia, up and down Florida. So it's been good. Chicago, it's been good so far. I do travel. Currently right now, like I said, with Fighting Evolution Wrestling, we're working on a project, so that's what kind of has my focus right now, and it's here local for me, and I could get to deal with my family situation right now. But I definitely travel. The opportunity comes up, I'm there.
Well, do you ever get into either my area or the Big Swings area there?
What area is that?
Well, I'm in New York, and he's in North Dakota.
Oh, wow. definitely different areas. Definitely, yeah, man. If you guys have any promotions, you can get me booked up there. I'm up there.
Well, I'll tell you what. I got a buddy that's working on starting a promotion. I'll have to pass your information on to him. We'll have to get you down there. I'll tell you what. I'll even lead you to the ring. I'll help you win the title.
Awesome. Huh. Then would we be 11-0 if that happens, if I have two titles?
That's right.
Yes.
We definitely would be.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, and, you know, if anybody, tries to mess with you as you come down the ring, I'll just use my finishing maneuver on them, and then they'll be done.
The icon.
There we go.
Address?
I mean, no, that's yours.
Oh, that's
mine.
Okay, cool.
My finishing maneuver is called the junk punch him in the man business.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
What
if he's facing a female wrestler, though?
Yeah.
That wouldn't work.
Well, I know, but I'll get the referee.
Ah, fair enough.
Oh. I see.
Awesome.
Hopefully we won't have to use that one.
Definitely.
Hopefully not.
So,
seeing as it's a disqualification, I would hope not. But yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So, is there before we let you go here? And this has been awesome. You've been really cool, and we do appreciate you joining us. And we hope that you will join us again because you're awesome. And when you're going for that title, after you win it, you know we'll be at 10-0. And send us a picture of you wearing the belt, and I'll make a card of it just to commemorate it.
Of course.
Awesome.
It sounds like a plan. Definitely got to go for that 10-0. So, but thank you guys for having me, and for wanting to bring me on your show. I'm honored. So thank you guys for that.
And we appreciate it, and we do want to have you on again. Would you join us again after you win the title?
Of course, definitely. Definitely.
Awesome. Well, that was Red Velvet, ladies and gentlemen, with two T's. She will.
Yes, because she's double the
wrap
sweetness.
Wrap you up. Full of sweetness. She'll wrap you up and put a cherry on top of it and send you off with an ice cream scoop. Ladies and gentlemen,
I like
Red
that.
Velvet. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Have a good night, guys.
Yep. Okay.
What a rush!
That's kind of the idea I get when we have female superstars on with us. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's good. I mean, we don't have super long left because we do have some Yankees coverage at the station's making me do here. But real quick, did you notice the end of Raw?
I did. It was a schmoz.
As it usually is.
Yeah.
I mean, all the go-home shows always end in some sort of a brawl. I mean, it's almost a given at this point.
Well, look, and we all know that Brock Lesnar is not going to retain the title. We know this.
Well, here's the thing, though. Did you have it on mute? Because I had one earphone off as I was listening to it, and it kind of makes me wonder if Brock Lesnar really is returning to UFC because Paul Heyman says if Brock Lesnar loses the title, he was bitching and complaining. Paul Heyman was saying that, you know, it's a conspiracy by Kurt Angle and conspiracy by WWE to, you know, get the title off Lesnar and blah, 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 blah. But they were saying that if Lesnar loses the title, Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar will leave WWE.
Really?
So that's what he said, yeah, in the ring tonight. So makes me wonder, but then he said Brock Lesnar is going to hold this belt for a very, 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 very long time is what he said. So it kind of makes me wonder, okay, is he going to hold it for a long time against these guys, or is he going back to UFC and this is his out? You know, that's what I'm wondering.
Well, you know, one thing, they're not going to let him hold the title and go back to the UFC. No way.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. If he goes back to UFC, then he's going to drop the title on Sunday. But if he's not, then I could see him holding it for a little longer, sure.
Well, remember, the original plan is he was going to hold it until WrestleMania, you know.
Yes, yeah, like, which is way too long.
Yeah,
way
and it's
long.
A stupid idea, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
But, I mean,
UK,
it is much, much too long. I mean, that is I mean, hell, that's half a year away still, and he's a part-timer. I mean, that is far too long unless he's going to be on a full-time schedule.
Which he's not.
No, you know, he's not. Yeah, so I don't agree with him holding it that long. I don't necessarily, if he's not leaving to go to UFC, I don't necessarily agree with him dropping it right now. I think you should build up that suspense and be like, hey, can anybody beat Brock Lesnar type of a thing? And maybe have it go to, like, Survivor Series or something like that. But if he is leaving, obviously you got to have him drop it. But WrestleMania is just far, far, far too long. I mean, That's just under a full year. I mean, it's only a couple months away from being a full year away. So it's way too long.
You know, and the other thing is, I don't know if you noticed, I don't know if you caught that or not, but tomorrow night on SmackDown, John Cena is going to be taking on Jinder Mahal.
Yep.
Neville has lost the title to Nakamura.
Wait, Nakamura what?
Neville lost the title.
Neville lost to Asuka? Or not Asuka, excuse me, Ozawa?
Yeah, yep. They showed a little blip. His celebration is going to be tomorrow night on 206 Live, or whatever the hell they call it.
205 Live. Oh, see, I usually turn the station when the cruiserweights are on, so I didn't even see that tonight. Wow.
No, it was a commercial. It wasn't a match.
Oh. Yeah, I know. But Tozawa faced Neville tonight. So what I'm saying is, did he beat Neville tonight on Raw?
Well, he must have been, because they showed him hoisting up the title. And they said he's going to celebrate it tomorrow night on 205 Live.
So, yeah, he must have beat Neville tonight. Wow, that's interesting.
Which I think it was time, you know. You know, so does this mean, thankfully, that we're not going to have to listen to Neville on the microphone anymore?
I guess not. I would hope not.
I mean, there's no denying Neville has great in-ring skills. I mean, there's no denying that.
Oh, yeah.
But
he's amazing in the
he
ring.
He cannot talk.
No.
He needs a manager.
You know what
like
he should do?
Neville,
it's funny you say that. I was going to say Neville should be a Paul Heyman guy and just have Paul Heyman do all of his talking for him.
Yeah,
I would be down
mouthpiece.
With that.
He needs a mouthpiece. You know,
for sure he does. So, but anyways, make sure you check out SmackDown tomorrow night. We're going to be on the night after SummerSlam, and you know what's crazy? The night after SummerSlam, which is next week, or next Sunday, this coming Sunday. You know what next Monday is for the show? It's August 21st. But do you know what August? Yeah. Well, do you know what August 21st is?
Yeah, it's your birthday.
It is. So next Monday show is going to be my birthday show. So that should be pretty pretty fun and pretty entertaining here.
And we'll have a great birthday surprise all lined up for you. It'll be great. You know, I'm not going to tell you what it is now because it would ruin the surprise, but. Before we do end the show here, I do want to, there's a few things I do want to mention. Next week,
sure.
We have a guest night, okay?
Uh-huh.
We have Thaddeus Archer with us. He's a he's another manager-type wrestler. We have the lovely Double J, Jessica Jean, and, man,
ooh.
She is what you would call a smoke show.
She, as a matter of fact, when she is in the building, it burns to the ground. She's that much of a smoke show. And we have,
I'm gonna look it up,
from the legendary Hart family, Matt Hart. His father was a great Smith Hart who passed away a couple weeks ago. Smith Hart was going to be on with us, and of course he wasn't able to be on with us because of his health, and he passed away. So Matt Hart.
And is it his sister or his cousin? Is it his sister or his cousin Natalia who's going for the SmackDown title at SummerSlam?
That would be his cousin,
right? Cousin. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And Julie Hart is his aunt.
Yep.
Who we had on with us as well. So that's going to be next week's show, and there's more surprises coming. We'll get to that next week. Like I said, I don't want to ruin the surprise, but I got some cool signed ready for you. So I know you'll like
it. And I'm hoping so. And if it's what I think it is, Icon, I'm gonna bring a. Well, actually, it's not what I think it is. If it's what I can wildly imagine it being, then I'm gonna bring a second change of pants. But either way, we'll get there next Monday after SummerSlam. Attitude Era Live will be with you. Three big guests, including a big name, Hart. We'll see you then.
Dead man walking.
You've done it now.
You've gone and made a big mistake.
And I can't allow
you to think you can just walk away.
So turn around
and face the piper you're gonna pay.
Cause the end is now.
This is gonna be a tragedy.
A cheap shot.
That's the way that you play the game.
I was blindsided.
But things will never